तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पामनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विजे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम We have discussed so many things about court festival, about the duties of Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra in this form. But I think we have not touched even one thousand part of the glory of Jagannath Baladeva and Subhadra. We cannot tell. If Anant may come with thousand and thousand mouths, Jagannath himself may come, but he cannot really glorify. One thing, one reason also, it can come from any high class of devotees, some one reason like this, that all the gopis, Mother Yashoda, Ananda Baba, especially beloveds of Krishna, gopis, they feel so much separation when Krishna has gone to Mathura or Dwarka. Sometimes they lose their consciousness. They become faint, like dead bodies. And anyone can think that, oh, they have died. It may be. Also Krishna feels separation for gopis, for especially Radhika. Sometimes he becomes faint consciousnessless. He loses his consciousness. And for so many days he remains in the same state. So once Krishna was Radha Chinta Niveshena
Yasya Kanti Vilopita
Sri Krishna Charanam Bandi Radha Lingita
Vigraham.
My Gurudev has written this thing. First of all, I want to refresh something to you, that we are discussing these high things. Especially, we think proud that my Gurudev and I am in the line of Rupa Goswami, Rupanuga Vaishnav. I think all know this, especially senior devotees. We have some pride that we are Rupanuga Vaishnav. My Guru Varga aware all Rupanuga Vaishnava. He should think that, understand, what is the mood of Rupa Goswami in this court festival? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was repeating some sloka of Sahitya Darpan, very bad thing. out of etiquette. And he was Jakaumaraharam. Sha eva bara. Like this. And only one Shat Damodar was. And second, there was a very little baby. Who was he? He was earnest, understanding the deep meaning. No other. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has embraced him.
He has invested his heart in Prayag.
And he has given his full mercy to him. And due to his mercy, he was understanding. And he made clear in his slokas. And that is the thing, Seita Parannath Painu. And also, Radhika is telling, I am same. And Krishna is same. My beloved is same. Now we are meeting. After a long time we have met. But I don't like. I want to be in Vrindavan, in Betusi Tarutale, meaning in the set of Kadamba trees, so fragrant. And Jamuna is there. And we are not married. And we meet freely there, without any duty, messenger. And our love increased by each other like eyes. And it went so high. Now you are meeting again here in Kurukshetra. But I am not satisfied. I want that you should come in my heart, that is Vrindavan. And I want to again meet you. So Rupa Goswami cleared it. So if anyone following this, remembering this, then he is Rupanuga Vaishnava. Otherwise he is out of line. Those who forbid that you should not think about these things, they are not Rupanuga Vaishnava. They are not in the line of Rupanuga Vaishnava. So try to understand these things. Not in a false ego. That my Gurudev has not told like this. And your Gurudev has told lakh times, but you had no eyes to see. He was Rupanuga. All Gurus, Srila Prabhupada, he used to become to remember these things like reddish, yellowish, white. He wished to be like faint, Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. My Gurudev, I know, when I used to tell him this happened, these past times, he began to cry. They are Rupanuga. If you are not in line, then we are derailed. It may be that we cannot tell to other those who are not qualified. But if you are not going to tell, then these all things, idea will be always gone, washed from this world. So Krishna Das Prabhupada Goswami has answered for this. We try to realize this answer. If whole world is telling, Vani Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasya Sakham Atmanivedanam. Don't do more than this. Or you should go to Ramanuj, Madhvachar. Only now this, with this you should add the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shramanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Seva Vishnu Munne Krishnam with Radhika Gopi. We should be in the line of Rupa Goswami. And if they are derailed, we are not derailed. Try to understand these things. So if you are always, not any time, even in dream you are not realizing, remembering, and telling to each other who are qualified, then you are derailed. This would come in this life. So in Srimad Bhagavat it has been told, bhavet kriya. Bhavet kriya means you should
must do,
otherwise you are derailed. You should not acharan, do acharan.
Not behave.
But very honorably, you should try to hear who are coming gradually in Madhyam Adhikar. You must. Otherwise, this we are derailed from our Guru Parampara. You should obey, you should follow Rupa Goswami. What Rupa Goswami is telling in Card Festival? This is Rupa Goswami life. So don't be confused. No doubt at all. Someone can criticize me, but I don't care. Whole world be against me. I don't care. I care my Gurudev, Rupa Goswami and Acharya Varga. We should think Krishna has given intelligence. You should use intelligence. Why you are running after other intelligence? You should use yourself, your intelligence. And you will see that I am correct. So you should try to judge here. And see, and read the books. Why you tell that we are Upanuga Varga? Why? Why you are telling that I am Rupanuga Vaishnava? Why you are telling? What is the reason? Where you are falling Rupa Goswami? You are neglecting Rupa Goswami. You want to hide Rupa Goswami. So, you should use your intelligence and see yourself. Then you will find that who are correct, who are incorrect. If I am counseling that I am my father's name is this. Is it right to counsel the name of my father? Why they are counseling? Why not falling? You should read the explanation of this shloka. Itanch Vishnu Vikritam Bhajubhi Idancha Vishnu. You should read and then you can see the explanation of Swamiji, of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur especially, and then you can realize all they are then doing dhappa. Dhappa, you know?
Cheating propensity.
अरे वो क्या कर रहा है, कहाँ रहता है?
तो आरती बैठे हुए को मैं इसी बात बोला है, लेकिन
क्या कर रहा है वो, कहाँ रहता है? इधर आओ सामने,
चार बार बोला
तुम्हारा कान मल देंगे,
कल भी ऐसे कर रहे
थे, तुम्हारा कान मल करके अच्छी तरह से दुरुस्त कर देंगे। So they are giving dhappa. Dhappa, you know?
Bluffing.
We should be honorable to Rupa Goswami. So, I am coming now to that point. What I was telling. Sorry. Krishna becomes also, what?
Unconscious.
Oh, thinking Radhika, Radhika. There became a very big problem. Narad and Uddhava were there. They are discussing how to make consciousness to Krishna. In the meantime, Baldeva, I am telling very brief, I have no time, very brief. You can read more to Gaur Govinda Prabhu note, Maharaj. So, they were discovering any way, process, how to make Krishna incense. Baldev Prabhu also came. Then, that they discovered the way that Narada should play on his veena and he should glorify Braja. Mother Yashoda, gopis and all others. And then it was settled that Nara should play on Veena and should sing the same glories of Narada Muni Bajaye Veena Radhika. But Narada told, do you know what will happen if Krishna will evoke? He will at once go to Vrindavan. Anyone can attest of him. Never anyone can stop. And then with gopis he will be there and he will never return. What to do now, you should think. Then they are all in dilemma. What to do? Again they were thinking. Oh, we should first Baldev should go in Braja and tell Gopa and Gopi, Mother Yashoda, Nanda and Gopis that Krishna is coming. You should try to welcome him. Otherwise now where they are, anyone does not know, here and there, some are senseless, some are what. But when they will hear that Krishna is coming, then they will be in consciousness and they will try to welcome Krishna. And then anyhow, with a trick, we will try to bring Krishna again to Dwarka. No problem. So Uddhava must go there. Krishna has sent first, so Uddhava should go and tell them that Krishna is coming. Uddhava told, very honorably, that Prabhu, listen me. If I am going to Vrindavan and telling that Krishna is coming, they will not believe on me because I have blocked them so many times. I told that I am going and very soon I will bring Krishna here. I must bring him. I requested Krishna so many times, but he never listens. He makes any
excuse.
Isko maine bahana banata hai. So what should I do? They cannot believe me. So I cannot go. Oh, they will tell, a liar has come, cheater has come. So I cannot go. Especially Mother Yashoda. I cannot tell. Then Narada Muni told that Baldev Prabhu can go. And he can pacify and tell all gopis and gopis. Baldev Prabhu made same answer that I told Krishna so many times and he never went there. He is telling you, yes, I will go, but never went. Then I went alone there. And then I pacified and told, I promised that I am going to Braja and I will bring Krishna. But this Nishthur Krishna, stone-hearted, cruel Krishna, never wants to go there. I don't know why. He was very soft, very sweet, but now he has turned to a stone-hearted person. What to tell? So if I am going, they will tell, oh, this cheater and lawyer has come. They will not believe on me. So I cannot go. If Krishna comes, without Krishna they cannot be consoled. So Krishna should go. And if I am going alone, they will not believe. They were discussing. So in the meantime, oh, sister Subhadra came and told. And he heard all these things, a story whole. And she told, don't be worried. I am going. And I will go to Vrindavan first and tell Mother Yashoda I will be in her lap and caressing. I will tell her, Mother, Krishna is coming. And I have come first here. Krishna was coming with me. But so many kings in the way surrounded Krishna and they were doing archan to Krishna, giving so many presentations. So it became late to Krishna coming, but he is coming. It may be some late, some hours, or one day, 2 days, but he is coming. And he is about to come, but kings are surrounding, so many devotees surrounding him, making archan and praying and presenting him something. So he is coming, I will go. And I will go to door to gopis. I will console and tell them that, oh, now you should be happy, don't feel separation, and Krishna is coming. And they will be happy, and I will tell that you should all ready to welcome Krishna. And then trickily, I will tell my brother, oh, all your mother, Jashoda, Devaki and father, Vasudeva, and all your kings are weeping there, and you are sitting here. And trickily I will bring him to Dwarka. So don't worry. Let me first bring a good chariot, and I am going. Yes. And after that, Narad should sing the glory of Praja on Veena, and when Krishna will be incensed, oh, he will come. And everything will be ready there. So, a chariot was brought there, and Subhadra was ready to go. In the meantime, Baldev Arutal, oh, I must go. If my brother is going and sister is going, I want to meet with my mother and father, Jashoda and Devaki, Nanda Baba there, and with all my friends and gopis, I want to meet. I cannot remain here, so I must go. Oh, another chariot was brought. And they started. The first rath of Subhadra Devi comes. Baldev. And then Subhadra. And they start. So, Subhadra told me, yes, we should go together. Baldev Prabhu should go forward and I will follow him. And so they started. When they started, they were in way, and one red Daruk was told by Baldev Prabhu, bring your chariot there and be ready. And when Krishna will come, you should take and fly, run away to Vrindavan. So you should be always ready here. When they started, then Krishna, Narad Muni, Uddhava told, now you should glorify Braj on your Veena. Oh, he has taught. Very big. Narad Muni Bajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name. Narad Muni Bajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name. Like this, he began. And he was glorifying Praja in so many ways. Oh, these words came, sweet words came in the ears of Krishna. Gracefully he begged. And he was thinking that it is morning and I am in Braja. When he awake, oh, he began to, where is my bansi, sweet bansi? Where is my peacock feathers? Where? Oh, I know. Gopis are very tricky. And they are stolen away. My flute and this. Oh, I will give a good lesson to them. And so he was threefold and standing in a such a good manner. Threefold, very beautiful, like Braja. Anyone has not seen this scene before? And then he was searching. Oh, Lalita has taken. Oh, if Lalita, then Radhika herself, with the help of Vishakha, they have stolen. I will search them, where they are kept. In the meantime, Uddhava was saying, Uddhava, why you are in Vrindavan? Oh, you also in Vrindavan? Then he shan asked, Narad, from where you came here? Then he said, oh, my Lord, you are not in Vrindavan. You are in Dwarka. This is not Jamuna. This is ocean. Dwarkapuri, you should remind. But Krishna was so much absorbed in that, again he became like that. He forget Uddhava and Narada and all, and he was ready to run away to Vrindavan, quickly to meet Gopis. Uddhava told, Prabhu, we know that you will do so. So, your chariot is ready. You can come and ride on this and quickly you can go to Vrindavan. And thus, he was on the chariot. He wanted to ride. But he was so much mad in Radha Prem that he could not ride alone. So he was like doing like mad person. So many persons, like all the priests and they wanted to take Krishna. How? He cannot walk at that time. He could not walk. So they are like this, by this, like that he is doing. And like a mad person in Radha love and affection. And he was taken to the chariot. And Daruk at once run away very quickly towards Braj. In the meantime, Krishna and Balram and Subhadra were going forward, and Krishna was followed them, and he was going in the Braj. In the meantime, what happened? Radhika was feeling so separation, and she was in his last stage. She was on the death bed, just now ready to die. No swas and praswas, breath were coming. All became, whole Brajvasi became very worried that, oh, she is going to leave up his body, her body. All were sorry. They lost their faith that she will alive again. What?
Survive.
She must die. We cannot save her. So all become so unhappy. Lalita, Vishakha, we are trying hard, but there was no sign, no symptom that she will alive. When this was going, then at once Abhimanyu came, Jatila Krutila came, also Chandravali and all other assembled there. And there they were all worried for this. They saw that she cannot be survived. She must die. Anyhow, she was telling in a very low voice, if I am going to die, my dead body should be hanged on tamal tree. My air in this body should mixed in the air of Nandagaon, where Krishna takes his breath. My fire in this body should mix in sun rays in Nand Baba house, that it will sunshine, it will shine on, and I will touch Krishna. My body's this earth should mix in Nand Bhavan, in courtyard, so that Krishna can walk and I can touch. And she was so repentant and again became sensuous. At once Abhimanyu came. O Devi, I have heard today from Yogamaya that, oh, you are not ordinary and my wife. You are Hladini Shakti. None different with Krishna. But for your Leela Vilas you have come in this way, and you have, Yogamaya has arranged that I am thinking that you are my wife and your husband. But really this fact is not there. Now I am repenting that why I did so, that you are my wife. Now excuse me for this, because you are going. This is last darshan. So be merciful to me. Oh, quickly Jatla and Kutla came. Oh, we have also heard the same thing from Jogmaya, that you are Halatini Shakti, and especially you. We have realized that very day when Krishna was infant, attacked by any sickness, and Purnima told that he can be saved only if any chaste lady should bring water from Jamuna in a 1,000 whole pot. Then all called me because I was thinking I am best chaste lady, my mother and myself. And that pot was given to us. And when we took water, all went down. Then we were thinking how to show our faces to Brajavasi. We are always criticized Sri Radhika, and now how we can save face? So they went away from, we went away from that place and never returned there. Then Srimati Radhika was requested by Jogmaya and Yashoda Maiya and others, and she was refusing. But for Krishna, she went and taking same pot, and it was a full water, and she took here and brought, and Krishna was abhisheked. And he came in senses. So at that day we realized that she is very chaste, more than us. Now you should forgive me. And now you are going there. So forgive us. Otherwise we will go to hell. So we have so much faith in Jogmaya. In the meantime, Chandrauli came also. And she also requested like this. You are Hladini Shakti. Jogmaya is telling. And we are all Kaya of yours. Your
bodily expansion.
Only to play Bilas for the all the devotees of the world. By hearing this, they will all be liberated and have Krishna prem. That is, as Krishna has played, Krishna and Radhika has played this sweet pastime. So, please excuse me. In the meantime, that chariot came. Now, all the chariots, three chariots were together. But even there, Subhadra, Baldev were forward and Krishna afterwards. When Krishna reached there, oh, he heard that and Radhika is going to die. She will not leave one moment even. And he tracked very
impatient, terrible condition.
No. Very quickly, he ran away. That's a spot where Radhika was giving her body. Oh, he saw, and he began to cry. Began to cry bitterly. Baldev and Subhadra was also there. Krishna gradually became so absorbed in Radha praying that he saw these hands were melting, and this lower side was melting. His face was also melting. Only two round eyes only. Not these things. Gradually were melting. And seeing this, Baldev Prabhu and Subhadra, they could not control even. They also became like Krishna. In the meantime, Lalita told in the ear of Radhika, Radhe, Radhe, Krishna has come to meet you. You should not die. Repeatedly, and Vishakha in other ear, she was telling, oh, Krishna has come to meet you. And gradually she came in sense and opened her eyes. Oh, beautiful, Krishna has come. And he saw Krishna. And she became in Is it what? Love and affection. But Krishna, what? Oh, this love increased more and he became senseless. And he was rolling down on the earth in the same stage. Then Radhika told Vishakha, please help Krishna, other way may die. You know the mantra, how he can be
revived.
Oh, you should tell in here, Radhe, Radhe. And she told in the ear of Krishna, Radhe, 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 Radhe. And hearing this sweet injection or powerful mantra, oh, Krishna again opened his eyes and he became so happy, and gradually he came and revived him, and they both met and all became happy. In the meantime, Krishna told Yogamaya, quickly take all these things what you have made, Chandravali and Abhimanyu and Kutila and Jatila. Again you should cover, and they should forget all these things, and our Leela should be like this. Oh, Yogamaya quickly did it, and so Narad came here also and requested Krishna, Prabhu, you should manifest these three
forms
as were observed and melted anywhere in this world, and all should see and realize this thing. Then Krishna, oh, tathastu, tathastu, evam bhavatu. And then he told that, oh, I am always in this shape in Nilachal, like Dwarka, and anyone can come and go see this. In brief, I told these things. Very beautiful pastime of Krishna also. So it is in the heart of pure devotees. Gaur Gobind Maharaj has touched these things. So I cleared something, some doubts who could not clear that. At that point I have cleared here also. So now you should come where? With me in Nilachal. Now first card festival has been finished. No? And it has returned to again to Nilachal. But all the associates of Mahapurva and Mahaprabhu thinking that we are going to Braj from Dwarka, from Kurukshetra. In return also, they did all these things as they were doing in going at the time. Same thing Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has explained like this. Same. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not thinking, and he is devoted, that Krishna is returning to Dwarka. Now about this idea. Always this idea. We are taking him to Vrindavan. Also at the time of returning. After this, when court festival was finished, one day Nityananda Prabhu was sitting with Mahaprabhu, discussing something between them. But they never expose to others. And after that, Mahaprabhu called all his Gaudiya Bhakta. And one by one, he was
calling them
and telling to all other devotees, oh, you know this devotee? Oh, this is Raghav Pandit. He and his sister,
Damayanti.
Whole year they cook so many dry, delicious
preparations.
And they bring it to me here. I keep here with me. And whole year I take something. You know this? Vasudeva Datta. Oh, very high class of devotee. I cannot repay him. Very high class. Oh, he expenses everything what comes today and today for Krishna, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, not getting a single paisa for him. Or Sivananda Sen, you should be accountant of him and try to have an accountant. A grihastha should have some deposit to maintain his family. He should not be paisaless. So you should account and you should try to keep some money for him to maintain his family. Otherwise he will expense everything holiday. Oh, you know Mukunda? Aha, very high class. I cannot also repeat. So one by one he was calling and he called Satyaraj Khan, a devotee of Kulin Gram. Oh, you know, his father has written in a book, Krishna tumar hum jadi bole ek baar. Krishna nandan mor prananat, ei bai bakke ami bikanitat. Oh, his father has written in his book, Glory of Krishna, that, oh, Krishna is my prananat, my beloved. He is only my prananat. And that is why I absolve myself to their all dynasty persons. Forever I have. What to tell them? I honor the dog of that village. All dogs. Because they take prasadam. They don't take anything. They observe Ekadasi, the dogs of that village. So I must honor them. If they come, I pacify them. Carouse them. They are devotees. So, Satyaraj come on. And he blessed him and told that every year you should bring thick and very strong robe from, because you are like a king, very wealthy person, and you should bring anyhow. And each year he used to bring, because chariot festival is so that each year it breaks. So he used to do like this. And again he called anyone, that, and glorifying all. And he was requesting, O Nityananda, you should return to Navadvipa. And you should preach there. Advaita Acharya, you should go there. And preach everywhere. Those who are neglected in societies, you should preach them and inspire them to take name and chant name. I will be very happy. If Nityananda Prabhu does not come each year, I will be happy. He should always preach here and there. This is also the mission that I am telling to you. You should all try to preach, distribute books, help other devotees. And at least when I will come next year, each will bring at least 10 flowers, sweet flowers, devotees. And you should make them like devotees like this. Like Nityananda Prabhu went. In very neglected what? Society. He embraced them. All embraced. Especially to those who were neglected. Shudra, Kayastha, Swarnabhanik, Swarnabhanik from the golden jewelers. Why? In India they are neglected. Why? Because even when they will make ornament for their mother, they will take something. So they are hated by society persons. Even their father, mother, they cannot give up them any concession. So all are hated. Any Brahman Kshatriya, they don't take water even from their house. But Nityananda Prabhu mercifully went there, impressed them, and told, can you tell, give me Hare Krishna, you should tell one time. And thus he preached for whole Bengal fair here and there. So I also, you should also follow these things. And then one thing, Shattara Dikulin Gram Vashi. They came to Mahaprabhu and told, you should open the book. Panchadash, 15th chapter. Hundred three fire. Hundred two.
Yes.
Tabera Ramananda Tar R. Shataraj Khan Prabhu Charane Kichu Kajani Vedan.
After this, Ramananda Vasu and Satyaraj Khan both submitted questions at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Grihastha Vishayami, Grihastha Vishayami, Kimore Sadhane, Sri Mukhe Karena Yagya, Nivedi Charane.
Satyaraj Khan said, my dear Lord, being a householder and a materialistic man, I do not know the process of advancing in spiritual life. I therefore submit myself unto your lotus feet and request you to give me orders.
Oh, this question was not for him, for you all, or householders, those here, present here. And you should try to hear and obey the order of Mahaprabhu, what he is giving. Our cult festival here also finished. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling for all you householders. What? Prabhu kahen Krishna seva vaishnava seman nirantara Krishna nama sankirtan.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, without cessation, continue chanting the holy name of Krishna.
What he told?
He told that one should always chant the name of Krishna and without cessation, without stopping, always.
What?
Without cessation, one should chant the holy name of Krishna in Sankirtan.
And?
Yes.
More?
Yes.
Whenever possible, serve Krishna and his devotees, the Vaishnavas.
Yes. This is main thing. Always serving Vaishnavas and always doing Krishna service. Then Sataraj had some doubt and he wanted to clear it. So you should also clear in your mind that Sataraj bole Vaishnava chiniba ke mani ke Vaishnava kahatar samanya lakhane. He told that I know how to chant Krishna. It is clear, vivid, as you have told. On Kartali, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so many devotees mixing and do Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This is Sankirtan. Kirtan is one self-doing. And Sankirtan, in the guidance of any high class of devotees, all mixing together, assembled, and doing Sankirtan, in guidance of any high class of Vaishnava, then it will be Sankirtan. Otherwise, it will be the barking of dogs. So you should try to know all these things. So it is clear, Satyanarayana and Ramananda is telling, And we also know that how to serve from beginning of day, in from morning to evening, like archan, offering, bathing, and again in midday, offering rajbhog, and at three again some balyabhog, and then in night again rajbhog, kirtan, arati, and this is Krishna Seva. And those who are qualified, they should remember the pastimes of Krishna for 8 prahar. This is Krishna Seva. It is also Vibhakti Raya. But what is Vaishnava Seva? Who is Vaishnava? How we can recognize? Ke Vaishnava kaha tar samanya lakkhane. Prabhu kahe, jar makhe suni ek baar Krishnam sei pujya shishtha sabaka.
Upon hearing this, Satyaraj said, how can I recognize...
You should hear very carefully.
How can I recognize a Vaishnava? Please let me know what a Vaishnava is. What are his common symptoms? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, whoever chants the holy name of Krishna just once is worshipable and is the topmost human being.
Going on, go on. Ek Krishnam kare sarva pap nash.
Nabha beda bhakti purana nama hai.
Go on.
Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one is...
Only one name, even.
One is relieved from all the reactions of sinful life. One can complete the 9 processes of devotional service simply by chanting the holy name.
Diksha purascharja vidhi na apeksha na kare. Jivasparse achandal sabare uddhare. This is more important.
One does not have to undergo initiation or execute activities required before initiation. One simply has to vibrate the holy name with his lips. Thus, even a man in the lowest class, chandala, can be delivered.
Yes. And then he told a shlok, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, about this. Akrishti Krishna Chetasa, this mantra am rasanash prageva phalati Sri Krishna namatmaka. The meaning.
Translation. The holy name of Lord Krishna is an attractive feature for many saints.
It is given from Padyavali of Rupa Goswami. He has collected from Puran.
The holy name of Lord Krishna is an attractive feature for many saintly liberal people. It is the annihilator of all sinful reactions, and is so powerful that save for the dumb who cannot chant it, it is readily available to everyone, including the lowest type of man, the chandala. The holy name of Krishna is the controller of the opulence of liberation, and it is identical with Krishna. Simply by touching the holy name with one's tongue, immediate effects are produced. Chanting the holy name does not depend on initiation, pious activities, or the purascharya, regulative principles generally observed before initiation. The holy name does not wait for all of these activities. It is self-sufficient.
Atayo jar mukhe ek Krishna naam shaita vaishnav kariha tahar sanma.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then finally advised, one who is chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is understood to be a Vaishnava. Therefore, you should offer all respects to him.
But next year again he asked. And then he told, being some grave and deep meaning, you should honor all those who are initiated or not initiated. If they are not making any offense and following basic principles, gambling, smoking, eating meats and everything, they should forgive this. And then chanting with some honor. Then they should be honored. But by this, offense may go. And he can be liberated. But he cannot leave, cannot receive Braja Prem or Krishna Prem. Then he told again something more. And more again in third year. Then it became complete. It has called from general public. And if you like, very soon, then you will have to take initiation. And if you are neglecting these things of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Mahaprabhu himself, he took initiation, then this will not be applied. Not applied. Understand what I am telling? What I told?
If you are not following what Mahaprabhu has suggested and you are not taking initiation, then these things will not occur for you. All
yes.
of this description.
Those who are not knowing all these facts, that we must do, take initiation. For them, it is applied. But those who want to be a pure devotee, and they have heard so much from this devotees, so here and there, they must do, take initiation and become very high class of devotees, having relation with Krishna and giving up all their offenses and everything. Gaur Premananda. Now you should ready to Brahma and you should do a Kirtan. Have you harmonium, Mom?
Harmonium is there.
Not that you can. No? Chakshu Runmili.